By Noor O'Malley and Eric Plummer. Local journalism initiative reporter Ha Shilth saw state of emergency has been declared in Ahouzat following a heartbreaking weekend of two unexpected deaths in the community. Police are investigating the death of an adult man, and Ahouzat leadership has confirmed the tragic passing of a female youth worker. In a statement Sunday, police say Ahouzat RCMP responded to a call on Saturday, August 31 at 6:29 p.m. to a residence on Robinson Avenue. When police arrived, they saw that BCEHS were on scene providing medical aid to an adult man. He was immediately transported to hospital, where he was later pronounced deceased, said Corporal Madonna Saunderson in a media release. A short time later, an adult man was arrested in connection with the incident. He has been remanded in custody pending a court appearance on Wednesday, September 4, 2024, the police statement continues. In light of the homicide investigation, Ahouzat chief and council have enacted a 9 p.m. curfew until further notice, and there is a heightened police presence in the community. Cultural and counseling supports are also available, and a community cleansing was held on Tuesday, September 3. Chief and council also recognizes that the current losses of life are deeply impacting our youth, and that added supports are also required specifically for them as well, reads a bulletin from Ahouzat chief and council. We all walk lightly and respectfully during these hard times. Pull your loved ones close and check in on those that may need extra love during this time, notes the bulletin. Ahouzat Hereditary Chief Hashukamis, Richard George, says Ahouzat is in desperate need of help. Intergenerational trauma is very real to this very day. This is high time that the government actually acknowledges what is going on, said Hashukamis. Why are we drinking so much? Because we are hurting. We are really hurting. It comes down to not having the proper facilities to turn the corner from the direct fallout from residential school. In recent years, the First Nation built a wellness center by its Flores Island community, on the former site of the Ahouzat residential school. Part of a network of services offered in the community, this facility was sponsored by a private donor, with this support administered through the Power to Give Foundation, according to Ahouzat Chief Counselor Nasalik John Rampanen. In an interview with Ha Shilth saw last year when the construction was nearing completion. According to Power to Give's website, the facility is ready for use this summer. The wellness center is described as a place for members of the Ahouzat Nation and all other Nuu-Cha Nulth people to receive addition treatment within the safety of their own community. We have supported the community in bringing their project to life from the inception of the idea, providing advisory services and programming dollars to support delivery of care, stated Power to Give. In another effort to provide healing services to its people, the Makutasi's Hahalthi Stewardship Society bought the former Tofino Wilderness Lodge in 2022 with the intention of making it a tourist destination for the summer season, while the facility could be used for the health and well-being of Ahouzat members for the rest of the year. But this plan suffered a setback in May when funding was denied, according to Hashukamis. He went on to say that over 100 people have passed away in Ahouzat due to alcohol and drug-related causes over the last 4-plus years. It has taken 5 generations to get us here, and it will take 5 generations to get us out. We haven't even scratched the surface yet. We are really hurting. We can't be too proud to ask for help. We need help from the highest levels, said Hashukamis. The youth are really shaken up over this, along with the whole community of Ahouzat. The school administration is shook right up, he continued. We would like the school to continue to be open. It's a safe place and a place of healing as well when you bring in the facilitators. Keeping the school open is the healthiest thing for the children and the nation as well. In a bulletin posted September 3, Ahouzat's Makutasi's elementary school principal announced that classes would commence as originally planned after the Labor Day weekend. After offering condolences to the families connected to those that were lost, Principal Andrea Frank advised that school would begin September 3 for all kindergarten to grade 12 students. The first full day of school for all, including the Makutasi's childcare center, will be on September 4 and 5. She went on to say that the first week of school will be conducted in a quiet and respectful manner. We will also respect any parents, guardians' decision to keep their children home from school this week, and would like to keep the schools open to support parents, guardians who work, wrote Frank. In a social media post, Seychot Chief Counselor Ken Watts had this message for the people. sending all of the Hauzat my thoughts, prayers, condolences and loving healing energy today. He shared his sentiments to all the families and other First Nations impacted by the tragic incidents. If there is anything I or our nation can do, please do not hesitate to reach out, Watts wrote.